The news show needs your help. If you enjoy this podcast, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions or send a one-time donation at paypal.me/britishtech. Your generosity ensures that this podcast can continue. Thank you so much for your support. It's Thursday, news listeners, and it's time for your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 8th of July, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's happened over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. We've got a Microsoft emergency on our hands. And usually when the word Microsoft and emergency are in the same sentence, yeah, get ready for a patch, which is exactly what this is. Yes, they've issued an emergency Windows patch to fix that critical print nightmare vulnerability. Now, the vulnerability was actually discovered last week. This was after a bunch of security researchers accidentally published proof of concept exploit code. And the reason why it's called the print nightmare is because the print spooler service, it runs by default on all Windows machines. And believe it or not, Microsoft has had no issue patches for it since Windows Server 2019. And because of this, attackers could remotely execute code with system-level privileges on affected machines. Now, Microsoft says in their statement, "We recommend that you install these updates immediately." And this will all be part of the CVE-2021-1675 update. So, Windows users, if you haven't done it, yeah, you best go do it right now and cross your fingers it doesn't affect something else to really ruin your day. Well, speaking of emergency issues, lots of people are up in arms right now about Audacity. Why? Because of spyware. Those of you didn't know, Muse Group, yeah, they're the ones that actually are the owner of the audio editing app Audacity now, and they did a little update to the software's privacy policy. Those updates, well, it'll collect users' personal data and possibly share it with information with third parties. That includes law enforcement and even potential buyers. And because of that, it started making the rounds on the web. This is spyware now. So because of this, Muse Group went into a little PR control so they could clear up the controversy that was going around. Now they're saying it's due to unclear phrasing in the new privacy policy. And they went on to say it will only collect very limited data, meaning your operating system version, processor type, IP address, and opt-in error reports from Audacity users. Those IP addresses, by the way, only stored in a readable format for up to 24 hours, when then after they'll be completely deleted. Though we all know how that's happened before. Yeah, we're just going to keep it on our servers for just a little while and it just disappears. And years later, hey, there it is again. Now, I don't know if this statement is going to make Audacity users feel a little bit more warm inside or not. However, though, if it doesn't, there's plenty of alternatives out there now, thank goodness. There's a new Switch on the way from Nintendo. Yeah, that's right. Get ready for a larger 720p OLED display model. And we won't have to wait too long either. Apparently, it's going to be launched on October 8th. Now, we had heard that maybe this is going to feature a new NVIDIA chip inside. Some reports saying it is, and other reports are saying this morning, no, it won't. So I'm not going to say yay or nay just yet. For the most part, it looks like it's just going to be a screen upgrade. And a little bit more storage, from 32 gigabytes up to 64 gigabytes of built-in storage. And a completely new dock with a wired Ethernet port built right in. Now, those of you hoping for the rumored 4K mode to TV out, yeah, I don't think that's gonna be happening. All indications are pointing that it's still only up to 1080p via the HDMI 2 TV mode. And finally, for all you hipsters out there on TikTok needing a job, well, now you can apply for one through TikTok. Now, there actually had been rumors about this. Yeah, apply for jobs through TikTok. And I thought, no way. Well, yeah, it was pretty accurate. The company has launched a pilot program that allows people, at least just in the U.S. to start with, to apply for entry, associate, and even senior level positions. And they'll do this by tagging videos they upload to the platform. That tag being TikTok resumes. And by the looks of it, about 36 companies are actually taking part in the pilot program. Some of these include Shopify, Target, and get this, even the Detroit Pistons. Yeah, the NBA team. They must be really hard up for players. Yeah, maybe we can find one on TikTok. Now, applicants, they only had till July 31st to apply for the first set of jobs posted on the platform. And basically, this is going to be a trial and error to see how it goes. Got a story? No one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The new shows you've probably seen in our tweets and everything, we're very close to going off the air. We're literally only a few weeks away from pulling the show, and we need your help to stay alive. So if you love the new show, please head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. That's for a monthly donation you can give to the British Tech Network. Or if a one-time donation works better for you, paypal.me/British Tech. Any help that you can give would be very much appreciated so we can keep this show alive. The British Tech Network socials? Well, of course, we're on Facebook at British Tech Network or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But the most social place to be? Our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of the BTN community today. So hop on over there right now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have yourself a glorious Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.